I start from the martial art because I love movie. That's why I follow my dream. I just train, hope one day I want to be like action star.
You guys went out and found martial arts. I did not. I was grabbed and said, you're going to do it.
A lot of directors think that, you know, they don't understand. There's a language that we've learned of choreography and filming that the whole action world understands.
And you know, the strange thing that went through my head is that someday I'll have a child and I could say, hey, your mom was in a movie.
All of this
doesn't matter.
What people remember is, remember Bruce Lee going like that, doing this. They remember moments.
But like I do that split kick, I take one step, punch off, go wang.
There's nothing worse than a slow motion shot that also includes camel toe.
And I start adding those type of workouts and training into my martial arts routine. With my height and my weight, I'm able to kind of do and move the way I do.
Whatever Sammo, in this case, wanted me to do, and then do it as many times as it took to get a tape that he was happy with, which could be 30 tapes or it could be 10.
People connect to more like simple fight compared to this sophisticated fight choreography. But I think, yeah, you're right. It has to be someone with the charisma.
He said, either you learn karate or you don't. And when you fight, you will fight to destroy. We don't teach how to give somebody a bloody nose. He said, in my style, we fight to end it. And if they die, that's fine.
There needs to be a clear delineation between martial arts and martial fighting. And understand that as a martial artist, your job is to make the world a better place, to help people to have a better life.
My mother initiated me into the martial arts, and I was very young. I started at the age of 3, so I really didn't go and train. I was in a place where training happened.
Every style has beauty and power. We need to adopt that instead of rejecting it. And so we had respect for various different martial arts.
They did the fight scene that he was going to do, that he would want to do this. He would point, what are you going to do?
All I can remember thinking about, holy shit, I just did a fight scene with Van Damme. I was like, man, this is such an amazing moment right now.
It's very different on screen. It's, you know, acting and presence and storytelling, and that's what makes a fight scene interesting.
I remember being sore at the end of the day, going home and soaking in a hot tub.
I don't need, like, your power. I don't need the fighter's power. I don't need my power, too. I just need, like, when you play the drum.
But I said, well, in that case, don't become a stuntman in my film. I don't want to hurt them. And as a fighter, we get hit every day.
Sometimes, like, we want to do a nice combination, ba 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 ba, and while you're on your third technique, they're still reacting to the first. So sometimes it was difficult, you know.
We did up Rocky IV. I'd learned from Stallone. You know, you just drink Diet Coke, you don't drink water, then you dehydrate and you get really cut. But you're pushing your body, you're going to get some injuries sooner or later.
You just said that you thought I had a good look. I'm not sure that you meant that, did you? Because I'm not looking my best in those days.